主日的清晨，我们还是继续来思想神的话语。
Praise the Lord, and the morning of the Lord's Day, let's continue to study the Word of God.
我们请大家起立，我们一起来读神的话语。
Please all stand up, let's read the Word of God.
我们一起来看到这个前面屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音十章第十节到第十八节。
Let's read from the screen, the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10 to 18.
约翰福音十章十节起，盗贼来，如非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。若是雇工，不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的，他看见狼来，就撇下羊逃走，狼抓住羊，赶散了羊群。雇工逃走，因他是雇工，并不顾念羊。我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来，这是我从我父所受的命令。好，感谢神，我们来祷告。
Praise the Lord, let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Abba Father in heaven, we praise you and thank you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上。
Thank you for giving us your only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, came into the world, or come flesh to the world.
来寻找，来拯救我们这些本来是注定沉沦灭亡的罪人。
To seek and save us, who, sinners who were perish, destined to perish.
感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上担负我们的罪，代替我们在十字架上接受这个罪的刑罚。
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for our sins and die for us in our place on the cross.
主耶稣在十字架上受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross and was buried, and on the third day he was risen from the death.
给我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人有得救的信心，让我们紧紧因着相信主耶稣在十字架上所成就的一切，我们就罪得赦免。
And give us the faith of salvation for who, all who trust in him, and by believing what Jesus Christ have accomplished on the cross, and we have gained the life, eternal life.
让我们就成为新造的人，成为神的儿女。
And we become a new being and children of God.
感谢神将你的心意借着圣经，就是神的话语赐给我们。
Thank the Lord by giving us your will by the Bible, the Word of God.
你的话语就是我们生命的粮食。
And your Word is the bread of our life.
就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And your Word is a light to my the lamp to my feet and the light for my path.
照亮我们，不要让我们落到黑暗当中。
It shines on us that, so that we will not fall in darkness.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
主耶稣说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
The Lord Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
主耶稣几次重复地说，我是好牧人。
For several times, Jesus repeated that he is a good shepherd.
当主耶稣这样宣告的时候，这是一件非常不同寻常的事情。
This is a marvelous thing when Jesus proclaimed him like this.
因为当时所有的以色列人，当他们听见主耶稣这样宣告。
Because when all the Israelites at that time, when they heard Jesus proclaim himself like this, they know what he is proclaiming.
主耶稣就是在宣告，他就是神，他就是独一的真神，上帝。
And the Lord Jesus was proclaiming that he is God, he is the only true God.
为什么这么说呢？
Why did we say that?
因为以色列人都知道，大卫写下诗篇23篇的第一句话就是：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”Because
all the Israelites knew that the David has written the Psalm 23, and the first verse of that psalm is, "Lord is my shepherd."
大卫是以色列人心中最最伟大的王了，而大卫写下的诗篇23篇是。 所有的以色列人，他们最喜欢，都非常熟悉。And
David was the greatest king in the eyes of the Israelites, and David, the king David, has written the greatest psalm in Psalm 23.
大卫常常把人描述为羊。And
David always compared or describes men to be sheep.
大卫说：“谁是羊的牧人呢？”
And David said, "Who is the shepherd of men?"
大卫说：“神是羊的牧人。” And
David said, "The Lord is the shepherd of the sheep."
所以当主耶稣说“我就是好牧人”的时候，耶稣就在宣告，他就是大卫口中所说的那个人的那个牧者，就是神。And
when Jesus was saying that he was the good shepherd, and he was proclaiming that he is the one that David mentioned to be the shepherd of the sheep.
耶稣他说我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。And
Jesus said, "I'm the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep."
耶稣说没有人夺我命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从我父所受的命令。
Jesus said, "And no one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father."
耶稣被钉死在十字架上，我们千万不要把耶稣想成一个可怜的、被迫的受害者。
And Jesus was crucified on the cross for us. Let's never think about or imagine that Jesus was a wretched man, and he was forced to be crucified on the cross.
耶稣说：“我不是这样的。”Jesus
said, I was not like that.
当耶稣即将要被钉在十字架上的时候，很多妇女为耶稣哭。When
Jesus was about to be crucified, and a lot of women were weeping for him.
耶稣说：“你们不要为我哭。”Jesus
said, Do not weep for me.
你们要为自己哭和你们自己的孩子哭。
Weep for yourselves and your children.
耶稣不是一个需要我们去可怜的人。Jesus
was not a man that we should show pity on him.
我们需要耶稣的可怜。We
need the mercy and pity from Jesus.
耶稣说他的命是他自己舍的。Jesus
said that he laid down his life of himself.
甘愿甘心，他愿意这样做。He
willingly, he voluntarily did that.
没有谁能够强迫耶稣去做什么事情。No
one can force Jesus to do something.
耶稣为什么愿意把他自己的命舍了呢？
Why was Jesus willing to lay down his life?
第一点我们要看见，就是耶稣对天父上帝的顺服，因为这就是上帝，天父上帝给耶稣的命令，他顺服。The
first point which you say that's obedience of Jesus Christ to the Heavenly Father, because this is a command he received from his Father.
第二点当然更加清楚，因为耶稣爱我们，爱死人。The
second is more clear, and because Jesus and God loves the world.
所以耶稣爱我们，他愿意为他所爱的人舍命在十字架上。
Jesus loves us so that he willingly sacrificed and laid down his life for us on the cross.
耶稣说我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
这里让我们看到一个好牧人的一个特点。
So we can see the one characteristics of a good shepherd.
好牧人不求他自己的益处，好牧人牺牲他自己。
A good shepherd seeks not his own benefits or profits. A good shepherd lays down life for his sheep.
那么在哥林多前书、圣经告诉我们，所有信靠主耶稣基督的人、所有的基督徒也应该是这样，就是不求自己的益处。
And the first Corinthians, here it tells us all Christians should also be like this, do not seek their own benefits or profits.
我们要求别人的益处。
They should seek one another's well-being.
但是什么叫求别人的益处呢？或者是就是总是要给别人益处呢？到底什么意思呢？
But what does mean by giving the benefits or benefiting each other or seeking the other's well-being?
圣经说，叫他们得救，这就是给人最好的益处了。
The Bible tells us that it is the most profit or the most beneficial thing is that they may be saved.
就是把福音传给他，让他能够得救。
You share the gospel to them so that they can be saved.
求别人的益处 不仅仅是说就是别人想要什么就给什么，想喝酒就给酒，想抽烟给烟，想要大麻给大麻，不是这样。
Seeking other people's benefits is not giving them something they want, whatever they want, or giving them drinks when they want to drink alcohol, or give them the smoke when they want to smoke, or drugs, whatever they want.
给别人的益处是要让他们得救，把最宝贵的福音传给他们。
Seeking the profit of others is that they may be saved to share the most precious gospel to them.
所以呢，好牧人的一个特点，什么是好牧人？他就不求自己的益处，甚至是愿意舍弃他自己。
So one characteristic of a good shepherd is that he does not seek his own benefit, and he is willingly lay down his life for the sheep.
王明道弟兄曾经说，基督徒啊，有困难的时候你要走到前头，有利益的时候你要站到后头。
Brother Wang Mingdao has ever said that the Christians, when there were difficulties, you should walk ahead, and when there were profits, and you should stand behind.
所以好牧人的一个特点，不求自己的益处。
It's one characteristic of a good shepherd. He does not seek his own benefits.
那么耶稣也提到了故宫，或者说就是不好的牧人。
And Jesus also mentioned those hirelings, those not.Bad shepherd.
那么在提摩太前书六章，这里其实就说到这样的一些假教师啊，或者是不好的这种牧人。
And First Timothy chapter 6 mentioned such false teachers and those so-called bad shepherds.
他们传异教，他们不服从。我们主基督纯正的话和那合乎敬虔的道理。
And they teach the false doctrines, and it does not consent to the wholesome words of Jesus Christ.
然后接下来就说到他们有些表现啊，自高自大啊，然后就是专好问难呐，嫉妒纷争，各种各样的表现。
And then it shows that they are proud and knowing nothing, and they.Obsessed with disputes and arguments, and they which only come from envy, strife, and evil suspicions.
然后最后说什么呢？他们的目的是什么呢？以敬虔为得利的门路。
Finally, it says that their godliness is a means of gain.
就是他们做这些事情。他们也去好像一个牧人一样的，好像一个老师一样的去教导人，去代理人，但他们的目的是为了得自己的益处，为了得利。
They did those things, they pretend to be a good teacher or a good shepherd, but their purpose is to gain something.
在去年有一个非常著名的一个 一个所谓的福音布道家，有一关于他一个很大的丑闻就爆出来。
And the last year, bad news about a very so-called successful preacher has been exposed.
然后他就是 Benny Hinn.
That's Benny Hinn.
就他的侄儿呢，就写了一本书啊，就把他们家族的这些丑闻呐、啊，都在书里都写出来。
And his nephew has written a book that exposed those bad things about his family.
啊，那个书的名字就是《上帝、贪婪和成功福音》。
The book is titled God, Greed, and the Prosperity Gospel.
我们都知道 Benny Hinn 这个人呢、啊，他在全世界建立非常庞大的所谓的福音事工，他到处全世界各处到处去开福音布道会啊，怎样？
And we know that Benny Hinn has established the extremely large the gospel ministries all over the world, and has all those gospel conferences all over the world.
啊，他每年就是从世界各地收取的这个金钱的奉献都是亿万美元这样的一个概念。
And the donations he collected every year from all over the world amounts to hundreds of millions of dollars.
啊，所以。这个 Benny Hinn 就被人称为这个教会界的比尔盖茨啊。
So Benny Hinn was called Bill Gates in the field of churches.
啊，所以这个世界上很多人喜欢被人称为某某某某界的比尔盖茨。
A lot of people like to be called Bill Gates in the field of something.
啊，但是我们知道，这段时间盖茨先生好像不太开心哈。
But we all know that the Mr. Gates was.Not very happy recently.
啊，所以要成为一个比尔盖茨那样的人，也不一定就是一件好像总是很开心的事情。
So it might not necessarily be a happy thing to be a Bill Gates.
好，我们就说这个 Benny Hinn 他的侄儿写这样的一本书，就谈到他们家族的一些丑闻。
And so the nephew of the Benny Hinn has written such a book to expose the bad things about his family.
他说：“哇，他说我们家族所做的这种所谓的福音事工，其实就是一门家族生意啊。”
He said the so-called the gospel ministries of his family is actually a family business.
啊，我们去到世界上任何地方，我们像国王一样过着豪华的生活。
We went to different parts of the world to lead a life, luxurious life like a king.
啊、我们最好的总统套房，我们有自己的私人飞机，然后有很多很多的仆人，就是来为我们服务。
We were stayed in the presidential suits, and we have our own private airplanes, and we have countless the servants serving us.
但是你想象一下，就是一个富有的一个传道人，他坐着自己的私人飞机。然后去到一个世界上最贫穷的国家，然后召开一个几十万人的福音布道会。
And imagine that a wealthy preacher and took his own airplane and fly to the most poorest countries, and he had held a conference, a gospel conference of hundreds, thousands of people.
啊、他当然不是想从这些人身上收奉献了。
Of course, he was not expecting to collect donations from those people.
他是用最先进的这个电视转播的这些设备，就是放给全世界看，尤其是投放到北美来啊、欧洲啊这些富有的国家。
And he was using the most advanced TV technology to broadcast the conference to all over the world, especially the North America.
哇，你看这些人多么可怜，没有衣服穿啊，很多病人呢、啊。
They want people to see these people are very poor and they do not have clothes to wear and most of them are sick.
捐钱呢，给我的事工奉献呢，捐钱呢。
So donate to my ministry.
他说这个侄儿就说，你想象一下，一下子这个钱呐、啊，资金就像潮水一样涌向这个。所谓被圣灵恩膏的传道人，然后结果这个钱用来干什么用呢？为他国王一般的生活买单。
So the nephew said, imagine that the money and the thousands of millions of money was flowing and were gushing like flood to this so-called Holy Spirit anointed servant, the preacher. And actually those money were just using to pay the bills of their luxurious life.
所以这个年轻人呢、啊，他在这里，他其实良心他承受不了，有点承受不了。
So this young man, he was very upset in his heart.
他觉得他受不了，他要把这个东西要写出来。
So he couldn't bear all those things, so he wanted to write them down.
他说圣经中的耶稣是很贫穷的人呢、啊，但是我们怎么能一边说着耶稣的名，但是我们却过着国王一般的生活呢？
He said that in the Bible, Jesus is a very poor man, and how could we proclaim the name of Jesus while leading a luxurious life like a king?
所以他良心的这种折磨呀，这种痛苦啊，就引发的他就真认认真真的去读圣经，然后他就发现耶稣讲的福音跟他的这个叔叔丹尼逊讲的福音完全是两回事情啊。
Had a lot of struggles in his heart, so he went to read the Bible carefully, and I found out that the Jesus described in the Bible is totally different from the Jesus proclaimed by his uncle Benjamin.
圣经所说的福音是主耶稣基督并他钉十字架。圣经所说的福音不是告诉人怎样发财啊。
The gospel in the Bible is about Jesus Christ and his crucifixion. The gospel in the Bible is not telling people how to become rich.
耶稣基督让所有信靠跟从他的人是天天舍己背着十字架跟从他，而不是告诉所有信靠他的人来跟随我吧，你们都会变成有钱人。
And Jesus was telling those who trust in him to deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow him, andJesus was not telling them that follow me and you will become rich.
所以这就是一个好牧人、跟一个故宫或者是不好的牧人的一个差别。好牧人不求自己的益处，不求自己的利益。
So that's a difference between a good shepherd and a hireling or a bad shepherd. A good shepherd does not seek his own profits.
那么一个故宫呢，一个不好的牧人呢，他们求自己的利益，他们其实做这些事情是为了自己谋利。
But a hireling or a bad shepherd did all those things to seek their own benefits.
啊，无论是金钱的利益啊，还是自己的这种骄傲、虚荣啊，得到满足。但是，不好的故宫和不好的牧人，他就是为自己的益处。
Whether the benefits are for money or for the sinful lust or the fames, all those things, and they did all those things just to seek their own benefits.
那么耶稣接下来也说到呢，这个好的牧人呢，他为了保护羊群，他都可以牺牲自己的。
And Jesus continued by saying that the good shepherd would like to lay down his life for the sheep in order to protect them.
那么故宫呢，或者是坏牧人呢，当危险临到的时候，他们就出卖羊群，抛弃羊群，他们自己就跑了。
But the hireling or the bad shepherd, when dangers came and they left the sheep and they fled.
耶稣曾经当那些差役们来抓耶稣的时候，耶稣曾经对他们说，曾经说你们找谁？他们说找拿撒勒人耶稣。
And when those officers came to catch Jesus, and Jesus asked them that, "Who are you seeking?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth."
然后耶稣说，我已经告诉你了，我就是。你们要找我，那就让这些人走吧。
And Jesus answered, "I have told you that I am He. Therefore, if you seek me, let these go their way."
这就是说，危险临到的时候，耶稣说，我来保护这些羊。让这些羊走，你来抓我。
So Jesus was telling them that when danger came, that he was willing to protect those sheep and he would rather let those sheep go away.
啊，我知道，以前在中国大陆的，就是有一个家庭教会， 这个牧师的妻子呢，每一次聚会总是坐在离这个门口最近的这个位置上。
When I was in mainland China, I know a pastor's wife, when every time they gathers, and the pastor's wife would just sit at the door of this gathering place.
然后有点奇怪，哎，你为什么你这个牧师妻子总是坐在离门最近的这个位置啊？
People will wonder why you always sit at the door of the gathering place.
然后这个妻子说，就是如果有这个警察啊，来抓我们，来抓这些聚会的基督徒，因为在中国大陆，有的时候这个家庭教会被认为是，不合法，所以有时候会警察会来抓。
So the wife said, if the police come to catch us, because in mainland China, the house churches sometimes was regarded illegal. So, oftentimes the police will just come to catch them.
然后呢，他说这个牧师太太、牧师妻子说，我坐这个位置啊，我可以第一时间告诉这些警察，来抓那个人，抓那个站在讲台上讲道的那个。
So the wife said that when I sit here and the first time I can tell the police when he comes that catch the one who's on the pulpit.
他是我丈夫，他是负责人，你把他抓走，让这些会众走吧，不关他们事。
And he is my husband and he is the leader and he is the one who is responsible. And so catch him, it's nothing to do with the congregation.
是不是这个牧师妻子对这个牧师有点看法，有不好的看法呢？当然不是。
Is that because the pastor's wife has some opinion about his husband? No, of course not.
这个牧师夫妻非常的相爱，但是呢，他们看到主耶稣说什么是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
The pastor and his wife love each other, but they know that what is a good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
我还知道，就是也是在一个中国大陆的家庭教会。
And I know another incident in a house church in mainland China.
那么也是有一个弟兄，就是也是站在讲台讲道的弟兄。
It's also a brother who is preaching on the pulpit.
那这时候，当这个弟兄面对这样的压力，就是这种压力临到的时候，这个弟兄怎么讲呢
？When this brother was facing the pressure from the government, what did he say？
他说：“哎呀，我只是偶尔跟我的妻子去教会，我也不是什么，好像真正的什么信徒啊，基督徒。”
He said, "I just occasionally go with my wife to the church. I'm not a true believer."
跟我没关系，跟我没关系，我偶尔去的。
It's nothing to do with me. I just occasionally go there.
但他常常是站讲台讲道的。
But we know that he is often standing on the pulpit to preach.
所以什么是好牧人，什么是雇工，或者是不好的牧人，就是一个是不求自己的益处，一个就是愿意牺牲自己，保护羊群。
And.So what's the difference between a good shepherd and a hireling or the bad shepherd? The good shepherd does not seek his own benefits and he protects his sheep.
那么，耶稣说，好牧人其实最最，重要的一是要给羊，要给羊带来生命，而且是这个更丰盛的生命。
And Jesus said the most important thing about a good shepherd is that he may give the sheep life and give them the more abundant life.
那坏牧人或者雇工当然不能带来这些，带来的只是杀害啊，毁灭。
And of course, those hirelings or the bad shepherds cannot bring those things. What they could bring is only steal and kill.
所以当我们来思想耶稣给人带来生命，带来更丰盛的生命的时候，我们第一个要想到的，耶稣要带来的东西一定是这个世界没有办法提供的，对不对？
So when we think about that Jesus comes, that's the sheep may have life and have it more abundantly. And the first thing we can think about is that the Jesus was providing something that the world cannot provide.
如果这个世界可以提供给我，如果耶稣所说的这个生命，耶稣所说的这个丰盛的生命，这个世界都可以供应给我，那我不需要耶稣了，你还来给我，可以给我什么呢？
If the world can give us what Jesus said about the abundant life, then I no longer need Jesus. If the world can provide us those things, then why do I still need Jesus?
我们刚才提到的那个 Benny Hinn, 他在这个世界上有没有丰盛的生命呢？
The Benny Hinn we just mentioned, did he have abundant life in this world?
有人点头，有人说 no.
Some people nodded and some people shake their heads.
他有自己的私人飞机，哎，他到处都有豪华，最豪华的别墅，哎，他生命丰不丰盛呢？
He has his own airplanes and he has a lot of luxurious villas in all over the world. Did he have abundant life?
他有很多仆人为他服务，哎。
A lot of servants were serving them.
他生命丰不丰盛？
Did he have an abundant life?
我相信有一定的点头的有他的道理，对不对？
I believe that you nod your head with some reason.
有弟兄姊妹说 no, 你说 no 也有你的道理。
If you say no, that you have your own reason.
但是我们要思想一个问题， Benny Hinn 有的这些东西，世界能不能提供？
But let's think about this question. Can this world provide those things that Benny Hinn owns?
可以提供，对不对？
Yes, the world can provide.
比尔盖茨也有这些啊。
Bill Gates has all those things.
那世界上许许多多的有钱人也有这些啊。
Many wealthy people in the world has all those things.
我不需要你耶稣给我呀，世界就可以给我呀。
I don't need Jesus to provide us those things because the world can provide.
那耶稣到底给我们丰盛的生命是什么呢？
What is abundant life that Jesus can give us?
所以我们要思想这个问题，第一个要知道，耶稣要给的一定是世界给不了。
So first thing when we think about this question is that Jesus was giving something that the world cannot provide.
我们再来看圣经中的一个人，就是所罗门。
Let's think about one character in the Bible, that's King Solomon.
所罗门在当时的世界，哇，可以说是非常非常富有的人，非常非常有权势的人。
And Solomon was a very wealthy people at that time.
所罗门说，你还有什么东西是我没有享受过的？你还有什么东西是我没有不拥有的？
And King Solomon may ask that, what are the things, what are the things that that you have that I have not ever enjoyed? What are the things that you own that I have not owned?
你有谁可以跟我比享受这件事情？
And who can compare with me in terms of enjoyment?
那所罗门的生命丰不丰盛呢？
And is Solomon's life abundant?
或者说他自己认为自己的生命丰不丰盛？
Or was King Solomon thinking his life abundant?
他怎么说生命这件事？
What did he see about life?
传道书二章十七节，我所以恨恶生命，因为在日光之下所行的事，我都以为烦恼，都是虚空，都是捕风。
Ecclesiastes 2:17 says, Therefore I hated life, because the work that was done under the sun was distressing to me, for all is vanity and grasping for the wind.
今天好多好多人，好多好多基督徒都想成为所罗门那样的人，是不是？
A lot of people, a lot of even Christians want to be persons like Solomon.
都想成为比尔盖茨。
They all want to become Bill Gates.
都羡慕像 Benny Hinn 那样的生活。
They all admire lives of Benny Hinn.
我也想有私人飞机啊。
I also want to have a private airplane.
我不是说那种螺旋桨，我是说这种 jet 喷气的。
I'm not talking about a helicopter. I'm talking about jets.
这样的生命多丰盛啊！
How abundant life is that kind of life?
那所罗门听到这样的话，所罗门说：“我不同意你的看法。”
When Solomon heard words like this, he disagrees with this.
所罗门说：“我的生命一点都不丰盛，我都不想活了。”
Solomon said that my life is not abundant at all. I don't want to live anymore.
啊，我要这里说明一点哈，我不是说所罗门的生命丰盛或者不丰盛，我是说所罗门怎样看他自己的生命。
I want to point out I'm not talking about whether Solomon's life is abundant or not. I'm talking about how Solomon views his life.
当他所罗门看自己的生命的时候，他显然不认为自己的生命丰盛。
And when Solomon viewed his life, apparently that he did not think that his life is abundant.
那我们再看使徒保罗。
Now let's look at Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗本来在这个世界上有很多东西，但是因为福音的缘故，因为信耶稣的缘故，他都失去了。
And Apostle Paul had a lot of things in this world, but for the sake of faith, he disregarded of all of them.
但是使徒保罗看自己的生命丰不丰盛呢？
But did Apostle Paul view his life abundant?
他看自己的生命非常的丰盛，我太自由了，我太有力量了，我太喜乐了。
And he thought his life was very abundant because he's so joyful and so strong.
他说：“我成为这样的人了，我今天过这样的人生，我今天拥有这样的生命，这是多么好的一件事情啊！”
He said, "I become a person like this. It's such a great thing."
使徒保罗甚至说一句，在人看来好像。很骄傲的话，就你们要效法我呀！你们，我这样的生命，我这样的人生，你们都要效法呀。
Apostle Paul even said a word that seems to be very proud. He said, "You should follow me. You should follow my lifestyle."
啊，他接下来他也就如同我效法耶稣。
And then he follows that as I follow Jesus Christ.
所以我们来思想所罗门，我们来思想使徒保罗，我们来到底是什么丰盛，什么才叫丰盛的生命？
So we think about King Solomon and we think about Apostle Paul, and let's see what is really abundant life.
为什么有些人你觉得他的生命很丰盛，但他自己并不这样认为？
Why do you think that some people is leading an abundant life while he himself did not think so.
为什么有些人你看他哎呦这个日子过得太苦了但他却觉得自己的日子过得好得很。
While some other people you think that he is leading a hard life while himself he's thinking that he is leading a very abundant life.
所以我们首先要知道什么是丰盛的生命呢首先我们搞清楚生命这件事情。
In order to know what is abundant life, let's first know what is life.
我们这里说的生命是指人的生命啊。
Am I talking about life of human beings?
啊，我们不是说其他的被造物，我们就说人的生命。
I'm not talking about the lives of other creatures. I'm just talking about life of human beings.
圣经说，叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The Bible says it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
生命最重要的是什么?
What's the most important thing about life?
是肉体还是灵?
Is it the flesh or the spirit?
都不知道吗?啊?人的生命最重要的是什么?
What's the most important thing about the life of a human being?
灵对不对
？It's the spirit, right?
肉体不是最重要的。
The flesh is not most important.
所以我们看到这里，我们就明白了，为什么我们说使徒保罗的生命很丰盛呢？他属灵的生命太丰盛了。
So when we see this verse, and we know that why is Paul's life is abundant because he is very abundant in his spiritual life.
他肉体的生命可能是有很多缺乏、很多限制，但他里面那个灵的生命太强大了，生命力简直是要到处、要冲刺出来。
And though he has shortages in his life of the flesh, but he's so strong in his spiritual life, it almost gush out.
我们也看到所罗门。
And we also saw Solomon.
所罗门说：“我在这个世界上肉体的生命，这拥有的，这是全世界没有人可以跟我比。”
And Solomon said that no one can compare with me in the abundance of the life in the flesh.
但他那个属灵的生命呢，是非常非常的枯萎，他都活不下去了。
But his spiritual life is almost withered. He could not live on.
所以为什么？所以我们要什么是丰盛的生命？人的生命最重要是灵啊。
So in order to know what is abundant life, that's the most important thing of a spirit, of a life in human beings, it's a spirit.
耶稣说丰盛的生命，其实就是在说丰盛的属灵生命。
When Jesus talks about abundant life, he is actually referring to the spiritual abundant life.
不是说的丰盛的属肉体的生命。
He was not speaking about abundant life in flesh.
丰盛的属肉体的生命，实实在在是不值得去说什么。
And there's no worth talking about the abundant life in flesh.
啊，就好像一个很啊，这个比喻不太合适哈。我就来说我自己吧。我小的时候有一段时间，啊，总是觉得吃不饱，吃不饱。那个时候就说，哎呀，我有一天我要能够让我放开吃就好了。
And when I was young, and I was, I always couldn't eat to the full, and I was imagining that one day I could just eat whatever I want, that would be great.
但是我现在就知道，这种想法简直是太可怕了，现在是不敢吃了。
But now I realize that this thinking, this thought is too terrible because I do not dare to eat so many food.
以前把肉体的满足看得很重要，现在发现肉体真的是不太重要的一件事情。
And before I thought the satisfaction of the flesh is very important, but now I know that the flesh is no longer important.
啊，我在世界上有些地方哈。比如说粮食比较缺乏，你如果能够长得很胖，白白胖胖的，大家都羡慕你，哇，日子过得太好了。
When in some parts of the world, and when the food is in shortage, and if you grow strong and fat, and people would admire you that you eat so good.
那实际上还有一些地方，你如果胖胖的、白白胖胖，人们看到你，就不好直接说什么了。
But in some part of the world, if you grow so strong and big, and people will not say a lot of things.
因为今天有很多人说你说他胖，他觉得你在攻击他啊。
And because some people, if you say that you are fat, that he thinks that you are attacking him.
其实我说这些呢，就是做。大家都知道这其实是一个比喻，并不是说吃东西好或者不好，就是说肉体这件事情真的不是最重要，最重要对于人来说最重要是里面那个灵的生命，那是生命的本质，那最重要。
I'm giving you the illustration in order to say that the flesh is not very important, the spirit is the most important in the life of human beings.
我们这个中文和合版圣经这个地方翻译的非常的好哈，他说人是神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
The Genesis 2:7 says the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life. The man become a living soul. In Chinese, here is translated that a living man with spirit.
哎，什么样的人在上帝眼中算个活的呀？
So what kind of people is counted as living in the eyes of God?
有灵。
He has spirit, he has soul.
这是人与其他一切被造物不一样，他有灵，这个灵是从上帝那来的灵，他有这个，他才算活的。
That's the difference between human beings and all other creatures. And he has spirit, and this spirit comes from God, and is counted as living.
那所以这就是大卫说，他使我的灵魂苏醒。为自己的名引导我走义路，上帝让我的灵魂苏醒了。
And that's what David said. He restores my soul and he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
所以这个地方不仅仅是说，哎呀，这个人从睡着的状态醒了。
It's not just talking about somebody wakes from a sleep.
这个人他活了。
He become a living person.
他活了，他灵魂醒了。
He becomes alive and his soul was restored.
所以我们今天来思想耶稣到底要给我们什么？第一个我们要知道一件事情，耶稣要给的一定是这个世界给不了。
So today when we're talking about what Jesus is giving us, the first thing we should know that Jesus is offering something that the world cannot provide.
这个世界可以让我拥有很丰盛的肉体生命，这个没有问题。
And it's no problem that the world can give us a lot of abundance in our flesh.
但是这个世界没有办法让我属灵的生命得到丰盛，这世界做不到的。
But this world cannot give us abundance in our spiritual life.
但耶稣可以。
But Jesus could.
那么丰盛的生命呢？我们来思想丰盛生命。当然了，我们看一个生命要看他的生命表现了。丰盛生命第一个生命表现，它一定是喜乐的。
And when we talk about abundant life, and we should see what's the expression of abundant life. And the first one is that, if he has an abundant life, he must be joyful.
啊，一个拥有丰盛生命的人，他一定是个喜乐的人。
If someone has abundant life, he must be a joyful person.
啊，如果一个人就是哇，心里充满了愁苦啊，就是。很多很多的愁苦，那他生命一定不丰盛。
If this person has a lot of sorrows in his heart, then he may not have an abundant life.
啊，我们刚才看到一个很愁苦的人呢，所罗门。
We just saw a very sorrowful person, Solomon.
啊，所罗门写的那个传道书，可以说是，啊，非常非常，在人看来是蛮悲观、蛮消极的一卷书啊。
And the Ecclesiastes that Solomon wrote was a kind of a pessimistic, a negative book.
啊，我们原来才知道，哦，叔本华写那些东西，几千年前所罗门早都写了。
And we know that 叔本华 the one he wrote and actually was written, those things was written by Solomon thousands of years ago.
他拥有很多这个世界上丰盛的物质啊，这个肉体的生命太多的享受他都有，但是他没有喜乐。
He owns a lot of material things in this world. He has a lot of enjoyment in his flesh, but he just did not have a joy.
然后我们刚才也看到使徒保罗，当然圣经中许许多多这样的人啊，这地上有的东西蛮少的，哎，但他很喜乐啊。
And we also saw Apostle Paul, of course, there are many examples in the Bible, and although he's in shortage of the worldly things, but he was very joyful.
一个人的喜乐怎么会有产生呢？
How was the joy of a person produced?
喜乐一定来源于感恩的心。
And the joy must come from a grateful heart.
你没有感恩的心，你什么都有，你也喜乐不起来。
If you do not have a grateful heart, no matter how many things you own, you cannot be joyful.
这个世界可以给我们一切，但是它没有办法给我感恩的心。
The world can give us all the things, but it cannot give us a grateful heart.
今天这个世界上很多很多的有钱人，很多很多有权势的人，你问他。你们问他们，你们感不感恩呢？
A lot of wealthy and powerful people in this world, if you ask them, are you grateful? Are you have a thanksgiving heart?
他们有很多很多的时候，很多人他们会说，我感谢谁啊？我自己厉害啊。
And most of the time they will say that, who should I thank for? I'm the most, the greatest person.
啊，我叫聪明呐、啊，我火星来的呀。
I am very smart. I come from Mars.
我还去火星呢。
And I will go to Mars.
啊，我们这是开玩笑，但是 确实就是这个世界上它有很多东西，但它很奇怪，它没有感恩。
And we see a lot of people. They own a lot of things in this world, but it's strange. They do not have a grateful heart.
但是，一个有丰盛、真正丰盛属灵生命的人。他有一个感恩的心。
But those who has a truly spiritual abundant life, they have a grateful heart.
因为他知道， 我是一个有罪的、污秽的、软弱的羊，但是我的好牧人主耶稣基督，他居然为我舍命。
Because they know that they are a filthy, the sinful and weak sheep, and their good shepherd, the Lord Jesus, would like to lay down his life for them.
他用他的血洁净我。
He cleansed us with his blood.
他为我死在十字架上。
He died for me on the cross.
我仅仅因着信靠他，我什么都不做，我仅仅因为相信，我就成为神的儿女，我就得到永远的生命。
But just believing what he has accomplished on the cross without doing anything, and I can become the children of God and have eternal life.
在上帝的眼中，我再不是一个罪人啊！我在上帝的眼中，我就是上帝的儿女。
In the eyes of God, I know I'm no longer a sinner. I'm become the children of God.
你说我怎么可能不感恩呢？
How could it possible that I do not thank him?
得到这样大的恩典，我哪怕在我的人生当中看见一片云，看见一朵花，我都感恩得不得了，因为我已经得到了最大的恩典，而这个恩典本是我不配得的。
And I have such great grace from him, and when I see the clouds and when I see a flower, I will give thanks. How could I not give thanks to him?
所以一个有真正属灵生命丰盛的人，他不可能不感恩，而他感恩，有一颗感恩的心，他的生命总是喜乐的。
And so it's not impossible for someone who has a true spiritual about life not to give thanks, because such people always have a joyful heart.
那么丰盛的生命呢？他第一个，他一定是喜乐；第二个，丰盛生命，他是给别人带去祝福的生命。
So first a spiritual abundant life must be a joyful life, and second, that a spiritual abundant life will bring blessings to others.
耶稣就是他有一次看到一个无花果树，那个叶子长得非常的茂盛，但是却没有果子。
And once Jesus saw a fig tree, and he saw the leaves of the fig tree grow very prosperous, but there was no fruit on the tree.
然后耶稣就咒诅这个树，它不结果子。
So Jesus cursed that tree so that it would not bear fruit.
那这个树啊，结果子，最后这个果子都给谁吃了呀？
You know that a tree bears fruit, and who eat those fruits?
都给别人吃了，是不是？
The fruits were eaten by others.
这个树它自己不吃自己，不吃果子，对不对？
The tree will not eat its own fruit.
所以一个结果子的树，它是丰盛的。它是好树，它结果子，它可以造福很多很多的人，它可以把果子给很多很多人吃。
So a tree with a fruit, with many fruit, is a good tree because it can benefit a lot of people and give its fruit to benefit a lot of people.
那有一棵树，他说：“你看我长得也很高啊，你看我长得枝繁叶茂，我很漂亮啊。哎，我一个果子都不结，我这个好树就不给别人，我都长我自己身上。”
But here there's a tree that he grows very prosperous and with a lot of leaves, and but with no single fruit. And he said, I will just grow all on myself. I will not grow fruits to benefit others.
这个树它生命丰不丰盛呢？
So do you think that this tree has abundant life?
好可怜啊，这个树。耶稣说没有生命啊，其实就枯萎掉算了。
And such a poor tree, and Jesus said, since you do not have life, then just wither.
那么丰盛的生命怎样呢？就是你给别人带去祝福。
So what is an abundant life that you will bring blessings to other people?
约瑟拥有丰盛的生命。
Joseph has had abundant life.
不仅仅是因为约瑟做过埃及的宰相。
Not only because he was the prime minister of the Egypt.
我们也不要忘记，约瑟也做过囚犯，做过奴隶好多年。
Let's not forget that Joseph had been a prisoner for many years.
但是约瑟无论去哪里，他给他身边的人带去祝福，他给他的奴隶的主人，他给监狱的囚犯，他给这个饥荒当中全天下的人，埃及人、迦南地的人带去祝福。
But Let's remember that wherever Joseph went and he brought blessings to people around him, whether he was a prisoner or he was a slave, or when he was a prime minister, he bring the benefits to the people in famine.
所以我们说约瑟有丰盛的生命。
So we can say that Joseph had an abundant life.
所以约瑟的父亲雅各就说约瑟，哇，你结了果子，结了好多好多啊，甚至都要伸到墙外去了。
And so Joseph's father, when he blessed him, he said that you have bear so many fruit, and your branches has reached to the wall, beyond the wall.
也就是说，约瑟的祝福都临到了以色列民族之外，临到了这个埃及啊，临到了许许多多外邦人，全地的人。
It means that Joseph, he blessed people. His blessings has reached out to all land, and even to the Gentile.
我们说法老王没有丰盛的生命。
And we can say that the Pharaoh, King Pharaoh, did not have an abundant life.
他虽然拥有这个世界上拥有很多肉体丰盛的生命的丰盛，他都有。
Although he had a lot of riches in flesh and all the world.
但是法老王却给别人没有办法带去祝福，他带去了很多就是剥夺和伤害。
But the Pharaoh cannot bring blessings to other people. He brought harm to other people.
所以这样的生命不是丰盛的生命。
So that was not an abundant life.
当然，一个真正丰盛的生命呢，不仅仅是喜乐，不仅仅是给别人带去祝福，最最重要、最最重要，就是可以荣耀上帝的名，这是丰盛的生命。
Of course, that not only that abundant life can be a joyful life, can bring blessings to other people. The most important thing is that abundant life can bring glory to the name of God.
无论你在这个地上的日子你过得怎么样，你拥有什么或者不拥有什么，如果这一切跟神没关系，你没有让上帝的名得荣耀，那你这个生命根本就谈不上丰盛，甚至也并不太值得纪念。
And no matter what kind of life you are leading in this world, whether rich or not, if it has nothing to do with God, and then your life will not be called abundant, or it should not be remembered.
耶稣在这个地上短暂的生命，他荣耀了天父上帝的名。
Jesus' short life in this world brought glory to the name of God.
使徒保罗在这个地上的生命荣耀了上帝的名。
And the Apostle Paul's life in this world brought glory to the name of God.
约伯在这个地上那个非常曲折的生命荣耀了上帝的名。
And Job's hard life in this world and brought glory to the name of God.
希伯来书十一章记载许多的信心伟人，他们当中有很多人很有名。
Hebrews chapter 11 records a lot of great men of great faith, and some of them are very famous.
但是还有很多是默默无闻的，就是名字都没有提出来。
But a lot of them are also unknown, and even their names were not mentioned.
但他们都有一个共同的特点，就是他们在地上的一生荣耀了上帝的名。
But they all have something in common, and that is their life in the world has brought glory to God.
上帝给这些人最高最高的评价，就说这些人呐、啊，这个世界都不配有这些人。
And God has given the greatest praise to all those people that the world was not worthy to have them.
我们想象一个天平。
Let's think about the scale.
天平的这一边，整个世界和这个世界上一切的荣华、一切的财富、一切的有钱人、君王，在这边。
One side of the scale, let's say all the world, all the splendors, all the wealth, and all the rich people in the world.
那天平的这一边呢，就是很多很多那种默默无闻的这种人，他们在地上因着信靠对上帝，坚定的信心，他们见证出他们对神的信仰，无论在各样的压力当中，就这样的一群人在天平的这一边。
But on the other side of the scale, that there is all those unknown people, and due to their firm faith toward God and have tested their great faith to God, and they are people of great faith.
上帝看的这个天平。
When God looks at the scale,
神怎么做？神怎么说？
And what will God do? And what will God say?
神说：“哎呀，这边这一大堆东西丢掉好没用啊，这一些宝贵啊，太好了，太宝贵了。”
And God will say, those things on this side, I would discard, and they are useless.But on this side, those people are very precious.
就是这些信心的，在上帝看来有信心的人，他们在世界上，他们的名字不被人纪念，很多人不知道他们，但是神认得他们。
And those people, even though they are unknown, and they will not, their names were not known by a lot of people, but God remembers them.
他们也不是说啊，每一天。都有一个快乐的好心情，也不是这样。
And it's not that they all have a good mood every day.
但是他们确实有这个世界没有办法夺去的喜乐。
But they truly have the joy that the world cannot take away.
他们可能不像今天很多的那些伟大的布道家，哇，传福音，到处开布道会，他们可能有些人一辈子都没有带领几个人来信靠耶稣。
They may not like the great preachers in the world of today, and they probably in their life they didn't lead several people to believe in the Lord.
但是上帝说，这些人太宝贵了，这个世界不值得拥有这些人。
But God said those people are so precious that the world was not worthy to have them.
为什么呢？因为他们羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是永恒的家乡。
Because they desire a better, a heavenly home that is eternal.
他们是一个永恒的生命，活在一个暂时的世界。他们是这样的一群人。
They have an eternal life that lives in a temporary world.
今天很多的人是一个暂时的生命，活在一个暂时的世界。
Today, most people, they have a temporary life that lives in a temporary world.
这些人，他们是一个永恒的生命，他们盼望永恒的家乡，他们在一个暂时的世界活着。
But those people, they have eternal life and they desire an eternal home, but they just live in a temporary world.
然后他们的这种生命的见证跟这个世界可以说是格格不入，所以世界会逼迫他们。跟我们不像，这群人跟我们不一样，那世界就逼迫。
Their life testimony is so different from the world that the world would persecute them because they're different.
我们爱这些暂时的东西，这些暂时的荣华、暂时的金钱、暂时的财富，你们怎么不爱呢？你们怎么不像我们一样呢？
We like those temporary things, those temporary wealth and temporary fame, all those temporary things. Why don't you love those things?
你们好讨厌，把你们关起来。
You're so disturbing. We will just put you into prison.
杀死。
We'll kill you.
是我们的妨碍。
You are the hindrance to.
其实一点都不妨碍，他就是讨厌这样跟他们不一样的人。
Actually, they are not hindrance to them. They just dislike them.
我们今天来思想主耶稣基督是好牧人。
Today, when we think about Jesus Christ as a good shepherd,
好牧人不求自己的益处。
A good shepherd does not seek his own profit.
好牧人保护羊群，舍己。
A good shepherd lays down his life to protect the flock.
但是好牧人，这一位好牧人就是主耶稣，不是所有人都可以说自己是好牧人，就这一位。主耶稣这位好牧人，他可以带来生命，更丰盛的生命。
But only Jesus can proclaim that he is a good shepherd, and this good shepherd can bring abundant life to us.
真正的生命，属灵的生命，属灵的丰盛。
And this abundant life is the spiritual abundant life.
那么今天感谢神对我们的怜悯，上帝没有让我们去过那个希伯来书十一章那些信心伟人过的那些日子，上帝没有让我们放在那个时刻。
And thank the mercy of God that today that God does not ask us to lead the life of the of those people who are mentioned in the book of Hebrews.
但是神却对着圣经告诉我们，什么是我们应该羡慕，什么是我们应该追求的丰盛生命，是什么样子，是这个样子的。
But through the Bible, the God tells us what is the truly spiritual abundant life that we should seek and desire.
什么才是耶稣给我们带来的丰盛的生命，是这样的。
And what is the abundant life that Jesus can bring us?And it's just like this.
这样的生命拥有这个世界夺不去的喜乐。
And this kind of abundant life has the joy that the world cannot take away.
当然也有平安，也有自由。
Of course, it comes also with peace and freedom.
这样的生命给这个世界，给身边的人带来真正的祝福，从天上来，从永恒来的祝福。
And this kind of abundant life can bring blessings to people around them with the heavenly and eternal blessing.
那么这样的生命荣耀天父上帝的名。
And this kind of abundant life glorifies the name of the Lord.
主耶稣说他是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Lord Jesus said that I'm the good shepherd and the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
一般来说羊不希望牧人去为他死。
And commonly we think that the sheep did not expect the shepherd to die for him.
羊对牧人的期望是什么呢？
What's the sheep's expectation of a shepherd?
牧人，你给我草吃，给我水喝，给我一个羊圈，舒服的羊圈住就好了。我不期望你牧人为我去死啊。你死了以后，谁给我草？谁给我水？谁给我羊圈呢？
The sheep's expectation of a shepherd is just to find me pasture, find me the water, and give me a good sheep pen. And I did not expect you to die for me, because if you die, who would provide me of those things?
其实今天很多人对耶稣也是这样的期望。
It's actually a lot of people had such expectations of Jesus Christ.
耶稣。我只希望你给我一个好工作。
But Jesus, I just expect you to give me a good job.
你说你为我死，哎呀，不用不用不用，你给我好工作就可以了。
If you say that you will die for me, it's no need that you just give me a good job. That's fine.
你给我健康身体。
Just give me a good health.
啊，你看他有私人飞机，你也给我一架呀。
See that he has a private jet, and also give me one.
你死在十字架上，那给我有什么实际的好处呢？
You die on the cross, what benefits can bring to me?
所以有这样想法的人呢，他其实不知道耶稣要给人的不是这些东西，耶稣要给人的 是生命，而他也不知道这个生命，这个丰盛生命到底是什么。
People with such thoughts and he did not know what Jesus was giving them was not those earthly things, and Jesus was giving the people life, and they do not know what is life.
我们都知道圣经常常用羊比喻人，但是我们要知道这只是一个比喻了，我们当然不是羊，对不对？
We know that the Bible often use sheep to describe, to compare with the man to the sheep. Of course, we know it's a metaphor, and we are not sheep.
羊它只要有吃有喝有住，它就满足了，但是用羊比喻人，就是人很软弱，人很无能，人很无知，人有罪有瑕疵。
And of course, the sheep are satisfied when he has grass and water and a place to live. But it just use the sheep to describe man is to tell us that we are ignorant and we are helpless and we are weak and we are filthy and sinful.
我们当然不是羊，我们是有灵的。
We are, of course, not sheep. We are a living soul.
我们要的不是温暖的羊圈和饲料，我们要的是真正属灵生命的供应。
What we ask for is not a sheep pen or a feed. We ask for the provision of an abundant life.
我们要的是我们这个有罪的生命能够被救赎，能够被拯救，这是我们要的。
What we ask for is that our sinful life will be saved. That's what we ask for.
这个只有耶稣能够给我们。
It can only be provided by Jesus.
好，我们就一起来读屏幕上圣经的这一处经文啊，我们就可以坐着读哈。
Let's just remain sitting and let's read together the verse on the screen.
啊，彼得前书二章二十四节的前半部分。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。这就是耶稣为什么要为我们舍命。
That's why Jesus would sacrifice his life for us.
耶稣好牧人，他不是只给我们有饲料，不是只给我们有羊圈。他要给我们一个新的生命，真正的生命，而且是丰盛的生命，属灵的生命。
And Jesus, the Good Shepherd, did not only just provide us with a sheep pen or a feed. He will give us life, a real life, a real abundant spiritual life.
为此，他付上代价，他在十字架上牺牲他自己。
For this, he has paid a great price. He died on the cross and sacrificed himself for us.
因为他死在十字架上，我们才可以活，我们才不用死。
Because he died on the cross so that we no longer need to die. We can live.
有一个很古老的这个黑人赞美诗，他是歌名是这样，就是说他没有下来。
And a very old Negro praise him. And this lyric goes that when Jesus hung on Calvary,
人们都来看他。
People came from miles to see.
他们说，如果你是基督，你就下来救你自己。
They said, if you be the Christ, come down and save your life.
但是耶稣，我亲爱的耶稣，他没有说话，他知道这是魔鬼在试探他。
Oh, but Jesus, my sweet Jesus, he never answered them, for he knew that Satan was tempting him.
如果他从十字架上下来，我的灵魂就永远失丧。
If he had come down from the cross,then my soul would still be lost.
他没有从十字架上下来，他没有拯救自己，他做了一个决定，他要救我。
He would not come down from the cross just to save himself. He decided to die just to save me.
耶稣说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
The Lord Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down the life for his sheep.
使徒保罗说，他是爱我，他为我。
Apostle Paul said he loves me and dies for me.
耶稣说我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。这句话不仅告诉我们上帝拯救世人的福音真理。
The Lord Jesus said, "I'm the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." This word does not only shows or express the truth of the God saves the world.
这句话也是对一切信靠耶稣的人发出的一个呼召。
And this word was also a calling to all who believes in him.
就是来效法我，也做一个舍己的人，也做一个拥有真正丰盛生命的人。
The calling is like, come, follow me, and be someone who denies yourself and become a person who has the true abundant life.
好，我们请大家起立，我们一起来读最后一处经文。
Let's all stand up and let's read the scriptures.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读马可福音八章三十四到三十七节。
Let's read together Mark chapter 8:34-37.
马可福音八章三十四节起。于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的， 必救了生命。人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？啊，感谢神，我们经文就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Lord, let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Abba Father, we thank you and we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世界上。
Thank you for giving us your only beloved Son, Lord Jesus Christ, the Word became flesh into this world.
感谢主耶稣是我们的好牧人。
I thank you, Lord Jesus, be our good shepherd.
好牧人为羊舍命，为我们舍命。
The good shepherd lays down your life for us.
愿圣灵光照我们，圣灵感动我们，让我们里面被圣灵所重生的生命，就是像主耶稣基督那样的生命，能够长大。
May Holy Spirit touch us, moves us so that the life that's regenerated by the Holy Spirit and the life like Jesus could be grow in us.
让我们真正拥有那属灵的丰盛生命。
So that then we can truly have the true abundant spiritual life.
让我们行事为人与我们所得到的恩典能够相称。
So whatever we do, that it's in accordance with the grace we have received.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.